The Lawyers Assistance Program was established in the late 80s when it was brought here by Mike Crowley from the ABA, and it, in its fledgling years in 1991, I was an attorney who needed its assistance but didn't know it, and neither did my wife and neither did my doctor. But my law partners decided that I needed to go and get the treatment that was available to someone who was suffering from a disease called alcoholism. And so at that point in time, it was kind of tough love, I'll put it that way. But I had the resources available to me, although I didn't know about the Lawyers Assistance Program, the insurance that was available to our firm in those days to be able to have that treatment, first inpatient. First I tried figuring it out myself. I stopped drinking on my own and suffered a grand mal seizure in the middle of a jury trial in San Marcos with those efforts. And shortly thereafter, it became apparent that I needed professional help, and I got it. A lot of our lawyers don't have what you have. They're not in good firms. They're not in jobs that permit them to have health insurance, even though they're supposed to have it, or insurance that would cover the availability or the human resources departments that some of you have available to you to be able to help them. So the Lawyers Assistance Program is there as a confidential tool, a confidential resource to all of our Texas lawyers. And if I can get the clicker to work, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about why do we have one of these and what's going on. Recently, we have some new information. I'm going to tell you that we're taking the position that it's a hazardous profession, law is.